You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halo, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
All right.
Ooh, happy Friday. We done made it.
Yeah, buddy.
We done made it. We done made it.
It was one of them weeks, man.
Clap it up, y'all. We done made it. We done made it.
Our studio audience is terrible.
What'd you say now?
Our studio audience is terrible.
Man, I know that. I said clap, doggone it.
Speaking of audience, I have a big news for the audience listening right
Ooh.
Now. X-Ray is going to be officially moving. We're doing a fun drive campaign related to that. Donate, please, if you can. It'll help, the studio constructions get complete so we can move over to the new station. That's what's up. It'll be a bigger space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So we're excited about that. More news about that coming out soon, but we're asking little listeners, if you like X-Ray and are excited about our move, please donate what you can. X-Ray.fm. We got a dope guest coming in a little bit in the house tonight. Prince Hype. We're excited to have him on. For real, for real. So we're going to play a little music to get started while we're waiting for the guest. Do you have anything you want to say before we get into the music?
I'm glad you guys are tuning in and listening to the sounds of They Gave Us a Show. I'm really happy to be here.
That's great.
That's touching. Very touching.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, yeah, that's great. I love your enthusiasm and energy that you just displayed there, sir. It's very happy.
All right. Yeah.
Play your music.
We got a dope guest coming on. We're going to get into some music, right? The Knicks are up.
And while he's playing the music, I'm going to be taking his hat, y'all. He walking in here with this dope hat.
Then I always have dope hats. The Knicks are up
this
three
hat,
games
you
to one.
It's gonna be dope. I know people saying they're gonna ride and all that stuff. I think it's gonna be cool. They just gonna be they gonna be kicking it. That's all it is. That's gonna be a beautiful place to be at.
Oh, when they win?
Yeah, man.
I hope so. We're gonna play a little song in honor of the Knicks.
Matter of fact, the cops are gonna join in with them. Whatever's going on. It's gonna be wild, man. It's gonna be a good time.
All right. Let's get a little music here.
I'm flying to New York tomorrow, man.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to New York tomorrow. I'll be back in a week.
You either going to win tomorrow in San Antonio?
Man, I don't know. But we'll see.
All right, we'll see. Let's get into some
music. Anyway, let's play some music.
And homie, the Knicks is on. We got whatever for whoever. Bring your squad.
Let's go.
Fix your face, stupid. Live from New York. It's the Knicks take, stupid. You better call in the squadron, cause the fans are going crazy outside of the garden. Go and ask Donovan Mitchell and get James Harden and tell Joel and Max we sweeping over here. Pardon. This New York, we was made for thumping. Shout out Captain Clutch, that's Jalen Brunson. We made the playoffs, look like a walk in the park. Shout to OG Anunoby and my man Josh Hart. Big Bodega and GTA, they going viral. We got PR and DR up in the finals. Mitch Robb and Mikal Bridges is getting loose. McBride hit a three in the garden, they yelling deuce. Landry Shamit go bananas, they can't stand it. And bringing Jordan Clark, we the illest on the planet.
Welcome to New York. Let's go.
Bing bong. It's game time in New York. Put your Timbs on.
Wrap them up.
Live from the garden, homie, the Knicks is on. We got whatever for whoever. Bring your squad.
Anybody can get it.
Bing bong.
Bing
it's bong. Game time in New York. Put your Timbs on. Live from the garden, homie, the Knicks is on.
Facts.
We got whatever for whoever. Bring your squad. 2026. I promise we ain't finger rolling this year. Shout out the greats, Patrick Ewing, John Starks dunking on Jordan, Grant and Pippen. Is that energy?
energy this year. Oakley, Anthony Mason, Chris Childs with the two-piece. Walt Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, Hoodie Mello, Bernard King, Earl of Pearl, Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell. Come on, Nate Robinson. Come on, there's too many to name. This is New York, greatest city in the world. And we here, 2026. Bitty, bitty, bing, bong.
Slow down, you're just one more.
He don't respect you.
He just just gonna hurt you and neglect you. Well, let them say what they wanna. Yeah. I made a promise, yeah, to do you right, and I'm gonna. Hey. Girl, I do everything I can to prove I'm a better man than your friends think, hey, I
she
am.
She got me speeding, oh, in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man. Trying to get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, they know us. They know that's mine. If you would've told me it was this good, I'd have never guessed. She full of surprises, I don't know what she'll do next. But while she sleep, I sneak and put hickeys on her neck. And when she go out, she shut down the whole set. Love to see in heels with a slit in her dress. She like to do her own hair and get her own checks. My bus said, baby, I keep on.
She got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man. Tryna get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, they know us. They know that's mine. Baby, baby.
I tried to look the other way the day you passed me by. I saw you holding Q-tips, hand, and girl, I damn near died. The way you hold that Cosmo just fits you to a T. But I just wish that you were sitting right next to me. I wonder what was on God's mind the day that he made you. Wrote a new commandment after he was through. But every time I see you, I find something new. But I just gotta have you. I really want you. I just gotta have you. I really want you. I just got to have you. Was eating at the servant's spoon, and my partner skinny back was sitting with us too. And all of a sudden, your body was inside. I couldn't finish breakfast. Now something just ain't right. That soup is looking like, what the hell is wrong with you? I said, I know you understand, you've been through a few. But this one was special, a special to me. Is it just my imagination killing me?
I can't take it no more. I need you in my life for sure. My wife for sure. No turning back, and it's only cracking. Pure satisfaction. Girl, that's what's happening.
I appropriate game. You know my name. Abstract kiss in them bad times split. A man need a lady no matter the kind. A diamond shining like you know it's hard to find.
Time brings change and change brings time. My nephew wants you cause you so fine.
A woman choose a man is a real motif. Make your choice cause me and Ray we never have beef. Me and Snoop we go hard. Real macaronis. Why you think that we want to have a ceremony? Snoop Dogg.
It's something special about you, baby boo. I need to know right here right now what you really wanna do.
Thank you.
Troy. We go back like the video game Asteroids. You knew me when me and my boys was D-boys, D-boy. Running from the Elroys, fly boasting inside and sliding candy toys. I was doing my time, name ringing like a tambourine. You used to see me striking down the boulevard, wondering what it take to get off in my car. But I thought about it, and I sat back and I told myself, and I said to myself, hold on, player, she's a sharp ass bro. Sharp. Cleaner than a can of Lysol. Raw. Tightest thing I ever saw. My life complete. You got my back like a car seat. You don't need no makeup, my. You look good when you sleep. You never threw in the towel when your boy was out of order. When I got popped with that YOLO financial disorder, marbles at a standstill, barely paying the light bill. But you stuck with a player because you for real, without a motherfucking question. You see, me without you is like salad without dressing. I recognize my blessing. You gotta understand, I can look through muddy water, I can see dry land, I can tell tall timber from tiny brush. To claim my child, if the rubber, if the rubber.
It's a beautiful thing when you wake up and you find the same one beside you. You feel the same feeling that you felt so many years ago, and you won't spend the rest of my life. Don't ever forget, just cause you got what you have, it can never go away.
The way I talk, you know it's
true.
The way I walk, you know it's
true.
Me and you, we so
true.
Well, it's been a while, I embellished that a little bit. I had to try, probably tweaking my taking his own. When I see you, I be thinking about seeing you more. Keep it real, I don't care however we move. Cause when we still, I be thinking of where is this going. Yeah, I'm smitten, so what? Love tricky to trust. Try to play with my heart. You need a mitten or glove. But you was one of them ones. That's why I want to do us. But now I'm thinking it's love. Don't want to call you too much. I guess I got more pride than I got faith. I know I just laid eyes on you today. But still, I gotta see you. See, I need you. So we want to wait. Okay? I don't mean to bother you, babe. I don't mean to call you this late. I just want to see you. See, I need you. Starving.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show. Oh, oh.
Yeah, but buddy.
So y'all heard a slew of cuts right there.
Yeah, tell them what they heard, sir.
Man, they heard that Bust It Baby by Plies and Neo. That's a classic now. That's a classic, right? We can say it's a classic. And then right after that, you heard that You with Snoop Dogg, Q-Tip, and my main man.
Lucy Pearl, man.
All right, fine. Lucy Pearl. Raphael Sadiq. Yeah,
I give Ali Shaheed Muhammad his flowers.
Oh, yeah. Give him his flowers. Him and Raphael Sadiq, legends in the game. And then, of course, you had to have the Show and Prove by E-40. And you just heard that Wale, Tomorrow Today.
That's off his newer album.
I like following him on IG. He has a very interesting page. It's not Wale. It's not a very, like, look at me, you know. It's a, like, check it out. If you like it, you know you like it.
The rapper Whale.
Why you call him Whale, bro? It's not his name, fam. I'm just playing. We should fight on the air right now.
I'm just playing.
Say the name correctly, son. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, you guys. They gave us this show. Yeah, yeah. We got Shay Doe.
So what's new?
You got Danny Ocean.
Yeah, that's me. What's new?
He said what's
state
new?
Mario Kart champ, by the way.
Oh, are we state now? Is it you know you demoted yourself, right? You used to be worldwide.
No, I said Oregon. I've always been Oregon's number one Mario Kart.
Or wait, you're not the national at least?
No, I'm not even the national champ.
Oh, have you played people in the nation? So that's why you saying that?
Online on like several different platforms of that game, bro. Uh-huh. There's some people that'll smoke you, but. Even the best racer that I've ever played on Mario Kart,
yeah,
they're not unbeatable. That's the thing that people don't understand about Mario Kart. The best player in the world isn't going to win 100 matches in a row. Mario Kart's too competitive, bro. The longest I've seen anyone win in a row, I think, was 8 before they got taken out.
Really?
Yeah. I finally was like, "This. I see what this dude is doing. He's just dusting everyone right from the start." And so I just start hitting him with stuff right away, basically. You know what I mean? Just doing unconventional stuff. But anyway,
okay.
Enough of that boringness, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. So do you want to hear a crazy, wild story?
I do.
All right. Remember, you said you do.
My wife said she loves me.
Oh, that's special, man. I'm happy for you, bro.
Everyone's like, who freaking cares?
Pretty much. But, you know, I'm happy for you, bro.
Yeah. I love you too, babe.
Wow, this guy.
Yeah. Bow chicka bow wow.
Only on this show you hear random stuff like this.
Bow chicka bow wow.
So, crazy news. The FBI is offering. You know what? Let me present this a better way. So
present it a better way.
Yeah. So an inmate he stole $11 million via wire transfer. You would think this is what got him locked up, right?
Gotcha.
But apparently he did this while he was behind bars. And after he acquired the $11 million from the transfer, he used that money to plan his escape. Bro had slowly over time opened himself a Charles Schwab account. And he transferred a lot of the money into like 600 gold coins. Bought a $4 million mansion. This is real stuff. Not making this up. You can look this up, bro.
No, I believe you.
By the way, his name is Arthur Cornfield, if you guys haven't heard.
Arthur Cornfield?
Yeah. Cornfield.
Arthur Cornfield. He sounds like a rich guy.
Yeah, he is now, right? You can definitely say that for sure now. And so, like, the FBI, they're offering people. If you see this man, they're considering him armed and dangerous, by the way.
Oh, he's still on the...
He don't know. But think about this. He was in jail when he did this and escaped. So what did he... He in jail. He was out of jail and they caught him and they put him in and then he escaped. No, he was in jail, did all this and escaped.
They sure he escaped? He's not still in jail somewhere?
Bro bought his own freedom from within. He beat the system. Nobody's ratting him out, bro.
Remember the movie Catch Me If You Can?
This is that on steroids.
Yeah, like a
no doubt, bro.
Like a grimier version of it.
And the funny part is, bro did $11 million, right? But their FBI is only going to reward you $10,000. Are you kidding me? That ain't even finder's fee percentage, fam.
Yeah.
Nah, nobody's nah. That, cause that dude could turn around and be like, "Hey, I give you 100 racks. You just be quiet and you don't see me."
I do.
End of story. It's done.
Yep. 50.
For real. For
even
real.
50, you're gonna take it over 10.
Oh my god. Yeah. What happened? People don't believe in like finder's fee. That's like that dude. Remember all that the money and the drugs washed up on the shore, and he turns it over, and it was like tens of millions of dollars. And they gave him a $500 gift card. Are you kidding me, bro?
I'm like, ain't gift card no form, bro.
Gave him $500.
So you gotta go to Lowe's for all that.
No, Lowe's. I hope it wasn't Lowe's. I think it was Amazon. I can't remember anymore.
What about $500 to Bi-Mart?
Oh, hot, bro.
You ever been to Bi-Mart? That could be the most boring store in the planet, bro.
I bet all his friends. That story is boring, but I bet all his friends are like, "What you doing, bro? Why didn't you keep the money?"
For real.
End of story. I swear, some people get all the blessings, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh man.
So he's on the loose somewhere. He's probably in Monaco or like.
Bro, living his best life.
Like the Maldives and one of them like.
The place where he bought the mansion has like no, what's it, extradition treaties or whatever. Oh, so they can't even come after him there.
Oh, yeah.
If he is there.
I built an underground city under my mansion. And then there I put a moat around it with like alligators and crocodiles and all that.
Oh, I love this, bro.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Why
would
you? I'd
do that even if I wasn't on the run.
Okay, so one more story, man. It's pretty wild. Was that story wild or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
More like this. Yeah.
Okay, so one more wild story.
Yeah.
You tell me what you think of this. So a former Air Canada captain, I don't know, maybe you already heard this story.
I got you.
So stop
no,
me if you have.
I don't think so.
Godfrey Wall, by the way.
Air
almost
Canada.
60. Dude has been a licensed pilot, or no, excuse me, let me take that away. Dude has been flying for, you know, a lot of commercial airlines flying, like, I don't know if you know, like, what the Airbuses are. Like, of course, the 767, the 777.
Yeah.
You know, 787. These are some really big planes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, MD-11 jumbo jet-sized planes, you know what I'm saying? Takes some skill, right?
Yeah.
He been flying these airlines, bro, for, let's say, I think he did over 900 flights.
I got you.
But he was arrested for having a fake license. Your face. If y'all could see Teddy Osa's face.
What if I was on one of his flights?
Oh, good. Dude, at this point, it's not a fake license. Give him the real thing. He's official, right?
Well, he obviously was trained, right? Did he just
clearly
get lucky the first time or what?
900 flights is not your first time. That's a lot of flights.
But, I mean, the very first flight, he made it, right? Was he just winging it, or like had he taken a flight simulator or what?
They never talked about the first flights, but I need a movie for this now. I need a Catch Me If You Can kind of movie with it.
What if I was on one of his first flights?
And look at it, you're walking, you're here, you're doing a show, so clearly the dude did his job. Mission done, man. I mean, like, give this dude gold medals or something.
I don't know, man.
900 successful flights, bro. That equals certified to me, bro.
I kind of want to give him both a gold medal and a punch in the face.
Nah, I can't do that to
he
somebody.
He put my life at risk. I'm not.
He ain't put nobody's rights at risk. 900
my
flights.
Life at risk. I was
you
on
can't,
one of his flights.
900 flights, bro. You can't mess up if you
I
wanted
was on
to.
One of those
do you know how many
flights.
Hours that is?
I was on one of those. I guarantee you.
You know how many hours that is?
Well, 900 flights. It depends on how long the flights were.
That's a lot of hours, bro.
What if all 900 were from, like, Portland to Eugene?
It wasn't. I doubt any plane that size is fine. Matter of fact, I doubt you were on any of those planes unless you were, like, going overseas or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you were flying international. Those are big planes.
He was flying from PDX to Hillsboro.
Most of the planes that we have that – you silly guy. Oh, my God.
He's flying a Boeing from Portland to Hillsboro.
You're a special kind of guy, I swear. This is real tough being a host with Danny Ocean.
I love that.
I'm going to put out an app for a new host.
Dang, just kick me off the show?
No, I'm not kicking you off the show, man. I could never do that. Anyway, I just thought that was a wild story. So, anyway,
well,
I can't believe. They should not have arrested him. They should have pulled him to the side and be like, look, we don't want you to embarrass us. So, here, take the real flight simulator test or whatever and pass it. And then we can really register you. Right? Isn't it? I would play that off. That. that would embarrass me to have that kind of story come out.
This is an interesting topic.
It really is.
Or we get into some more music.
Yeah, we can get into more music.
Let's see if I can find our guest.
Yeah, go ahead. What you got for us? Or do you want me to play more music?
You can play some music, man.
You want me to play
more
music?
I trust you, man. You're a disc jockey.
Wow. You hear this, people?
You spin on the wheels of steel on the ones and twos.
He giving me praise, y'all. Y'all don't know what this means.
Well, you're a disc jockey.
He said I'm...
Is it cringe when someone says it like that instead of just DJ?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, bro.
Because doesn't that make you think of more like someone who just plays records on the radio?
It does make you think of something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like WKRP. That's showing my age. That's showing my age. That was terrible. They should make a new version of that show, though.
All right. Well, I could definitely play some more music whenever you're ready, sir.
Let's get it.
All right.
All right. All right. You ready?
Yeah, go.
I spend a whole lot of time alone. I spend money when I want, cause I work for it. But it first start with a goal. It's complicated, but I still roll. Niggas hate, I can't respect it, but I'm knowing that's just how it go. I done multiply vintage gold. Quick meeting in a vintage rolls. I take notes, I don't take nothing personal. Quick flight to NO just to fuck with bro. I'm so occupied, money high, overhead low. Old school engine powder coated, so clean that you gotta notice. I'm in a whole different time zone. This shit art like Picasso. This shit art like JB. I'm in the drop with the AC. Seven figure checks got me thinking like AE. Sometimes I feel so high. Sometimes I feel so low. But I'm never gonna stop. Cause it's all I know.
Myself, cause a lot of hate, it come disguised as help. Fuck around and die, cause the company you kept couldn't fight the jealous inside that he felt. So he crept on his own kind, genocide from your own side. All cause they felt like you was getting too much shine. All cause he felt like he was standing back of the line, in the back of his mind. When you really want to see him come up at the same time. Niggas be angry and blind, misdirect the energy when they really could've tried. But they too pussy to ever push the line. They rather sit inside, they rather bitch and cry. Like a victim of circumstance, meanwhile I, product of mind vibe. Taught me to survive, adapt to change the climates. Car and driver, plane and pilot, high quiet, sharper stylist. Totally wireless, smoke my way out of this.
Sometimes I feel so low. But I'm never gonna stop. Cause it's all I know.
Fuck though, yeah. Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? It's a shit show, put you front row. Talking shit, bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the fuck for? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the fuck, yo, where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast, I got a duffel full of hundos. That the love go, where's the uproar? What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the fuck. fuck though. Oh. I don't bluff, bro. Oh. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though. Damn. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Woo. Knock, knock, who's there? Is how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts, so what the fuck, bro? Oh. Swear I'm from, bro. Oh. We grow up fast, whoa, we roll up slow. Oh. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hang time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a cornrow. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen to Dono. What the fuck, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. That the scuds go. I see the shovel, but where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unborns. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the uproar? What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the fuck though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Jingle, it ain't a riddle, people on the side if you're black with pride. Say,
don't stop, the body rocks.
Black sheep.
What did they hear?
Man, you just heard Black Sheep without a doubt right there. That's like a, man, I just love that song. There's something special about that song.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
Energy. But to kick it off, you heard Drive Alone. That was with Larry June and Currency.
Yeah.
And Alchemist. Yeah. Yes, sir, you are correct. And then you heard Uproar by Lil Wayne and Swiss on the beats for that.
That Drive Alone is a vibe, man.
Yeah, that Drive Alone is a vibe.
The mellow
I concur.
I didn't realize that was what you were playing when I walked out the door. Yeah,
you was like, I know I heard this song.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that song. Yeah, it's a good song to hear during day or at night. It's a vibe at night.
For sure.
Yeah. So we're back.
So make here's some your noise, choice
y'all.
For the
make
week.
Some noise. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Choice
hold
of on. The episode.
Audience, I need y'all to chill because I got to do this. Yes, the choice, y'all. The choice. What we got today?
Donate to X-Ray so we can move to a bigger space.
That ain't a choice.
So I can have more room to move around while I give the choice.
We need
more
a castle.
We need more room for activities.
So much room for activities.
This is just, I'm glad you got the reference.
Of course.
Would you rather run with no training and have to finish and run the whole time?
Like
no,
a marathon?
Absolutely no training.
Marathon?
The New York City Marathon.
Okay.
Or,
no training.
Or would you rather fight the UFC heavyweight champ with no training?
Man, run, run. I'm not, no, run.
You can just take a fall in the first run. Just...
What? No. They
that
fall.
How
they
long you have to last in the fight.
They You fall, they still go grab and put you in a hole until you tap out or the ref calls quits. No, bro. Just take
fall
the,
have like a fake.
Just run. Who cares? You run, you won't win anyway. Dude.
But you got to run the full marathon without stopping. No training.
No. Oh, you can't stop? What if yeah. I take a golf cart and finish
run.
The rest?
No training, no nutritional training, no like.
But people giving me water and stuff though, right?
Yeah, you can get the water along the route.
Man, all right, dude, I'm gonna do the UFC thing. That's too long.
I'm gonna just the first time like his body swings near me, I'm gonna like.
Yeah, as soon as I see a fist flying, I'm gonna just doosh. Oh, he got me, y'all.
I'll start fake bubbling up from the mouth.
He.
Twitch a little.
I would be like that movie and run behind the ref. Blow the whistle, blow the whistle.
The cage.
Yeah. Tell the ref to blow the whistle. Ref gonna be like, what whistle? This ain't football. Oh,
wait,
sad.
What movie was that?
It was from God, what was that? Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, okay.
With Scott Bakula and Sinbad and all those guys.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that movie's classic funny.
Was though. That one where like was it The Program? You remember that
oh, movie? That one was the serious version of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Necessary Roughness was like the kind of parody of it. And then The Comebacks was the parody of all of those.
Was Comebacks Keanu Reeves?
No, that's The Replacements.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was good, too.
Was that a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy. It was like, it was serious comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I feel like I've seen The Comebacks also. I just can't picture it.
Because I think Gene Hackman was the coach for that, right?
Yeah,
that's what made it kind of serious. And Keanu Reeves, he did really good too.
Gene Hackman.
Right. Yeah, and Donald Faison, he was in it. The guy that played Big Worm or Friday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Faison.
Faison.
Like
yes.
Yeah. Donald Faison is the guy from
the Scrubs. I mean, yeah, Faison. Thank you for the correction. I had the Faison right. My bad.
He was also the guy in Elf that worked at the store. Remember?
Yes, correct.
There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. There's not.
Yeah, I saw him on a Blackish episode, too.
Yeah, that guy's been in. Wasn't he also in Three Strikes?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Dang, it's been so long I've seen that movie. I want to watch it again, but it is hard to find.
You got to like subscribe to that service it's on now.
I regret.
There's a monthly service it's on.
You know, I think I owned that movie and I let somebody borrow it and I never saw it again. Like regret on my part.
You could just do a free trial of that service and then just watch it so much in a week you don't need to watch it again for.
I don't want to. I want to own it. I don't want that.
I questioned you on Instagram and said, "Are you gonna sell it on like Amazon or like Vudu or something?" Because, you know what I mean. And
they
he liked the question, but he didn't like answer. Brian, you know, Brian Hooks or whatever.
You know what's also crazy? Because we're talking about DVDs and we want to own them and stuff. But there has been a serious resurgence in media material being bought again.
Yes.
Mainly in the CD and vinyl market.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's the new generation has been buying up CDs and stuff like that.
I'm buying up CDs, by the way, if you're listening.
I never stop, honestly.
So if you're looking to offload some CDs or vinyl or Blu-rays onto me, I may be interested. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm dead serious about this. PDX Danny Ocean. Or hit me up on
your Pinterest.
Pinterest. We'll make it happen either way, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I got my collect. I got a list of movies that I'm looking for that I yeah. when I go out looking for stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not gonna take all my fun away and digitize it and destroy it.
No, I don't
see what's going on.
I'm not believing into that.
I got the digital copies just in case, and I got the I'm trying to get all the hard copies.
And yeah, most of the digital copies I barked them up on hard drives.
Bro, my voodoo is
It's getting up there. What's your count now? Like two?
No, I'm not like you, but it's all quality though.
Yeah.
What am I at? Hold on. It's we both have actually it's called Fandango now.
Yeah. I gotta step my game up on my I want to hit Blockbuster Video Store numbers, bro.
I have enough now where if I choose a streaming service, it's not going to be based on their movie content. It's going to be based on whatever else they have, like series and sports. There's no streaming service that I think has a good a collection as me or you do on this.
Oh, I agree with that.
I'm just like, because all my movies are, to me, in my head,
premium.
I like them premium movies.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I got all types of, I got every kind of range.
So I'm at 128, but that counts a couple packs that have multiple movies. So I'm about 140.
Okay.
If you count, because I got like three or four packs that have multiple movies. You know?
Yeah, I did that count. I'm at like 650.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
And I have two series, so you probably have more series than me.
Too. Oh, yeah. I didn't count the series. I only count the movies.
I have Las Vegas and Twilight Zone, so you probably have more than me.
Man, I got at least 20 different series.
Dang, bro.
And you know, some animes, because I love my animes. Can't go wrong with that. But, like, man, I was glad when I got The Man That Fell to Earth. That was a good series.
Oh, speaking of series, Key & Peele was on sale. Did you see that?
They got what on sale?
They had Key & Peele on sale.
The whole series?
$10, sir.
Stop lying. Oh, I'm buying that.
I don't know if it's
still
on there.
Soon as I get home, buying.
I don't know if it's still on there.
You know what? I'm buying right now while we're on the air.
I don't know. You might wonder because it might go away at midnight.
Man, for real.
I don't even know if it's still on.
Oh, my God. The deal of the century. That's six seasons, son.
Yeah.
Six glorious, hilarious seasons. Yeah, I'm buying that. Because they were Chappelle level, bro. They were Chappelle level. And they had the best I have never seen.
I wouldn't say Chappelle level, bro. That's kind of.
No, if you watched all these skits, bro, they were up there, bro. They were up there. But anyway,
They don't got it on sale no more, I don't think, bro.
Don't say that to me. You're breaking my heart.
I thought you would have caught it.
Man, no. How come you didn't tell me this? Why didn't you tell me this?
I thought for sure you would have
caught it. No. I would have told you that in the message immediately.
Part of me thought he already has this.
Nah, I would have known. I would have reached out to you like, look what I just found on sale, son.
Yeah. I would have thought it sent it to your deals box.
Man, I had so many deals in that thing. It was hard to get through that whole list. It was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Wonk, wonk, wonk.
Maybe it'll come back around.
Where's the, what's that, the sad trombone or whatever?
Womp, womp.
Yeah, something like that.
How about a happy noise now?
Happy noise? Does that count? They're happy laughing at me.
Oh.
Listen to the last guy. Why he get loud like that at the end? Anyway, go ahead and play some more music. You want one
yeah,
or two
go
more
and play
songs?
Some more music. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. You want to play? All right. Let's do it. You got to switch me? Or we just go?
Yeah, go ahead and put on some more music, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to rebook our guests. Thank you, Tina. We're going to come back with more topics.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone to get by?
just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask me why some people gotta live in the trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about a struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga Core bailed me out. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Do or die like Best Style, see the red sky out the window of the red eye, let the lead fly, some G-Rap shit, living the lead die. Smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison. Numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision. Shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you. Your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by. Just to get by. To get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars. Not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. Penis enlarged, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs when all you really need is love.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
My pants sing like John Lennon. Imagine all the people watch me rock like Paul McCartney from now until the last Beatle drop. What?
Shoe yabba-do, hibbity-hoo, crack-a-boo, so trick-or-treat, spell my feet, yep, I drippity-drop the hit, the books get on your mark, and spark that old sticks of shit.
Tracks and double dresses, swiggity-smack some wigs, kids, the boogity-woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick, my waist bones connected to my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha-ha-ha, the jibbity-jabba, Georgia jabbing at your funny bone, skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb, or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity-spark the blood, some dun dun dun. Dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pack.
Some love the best.
They wanna pack.
Some love the best.
They wanna pack.
Some love the best. Clap my head for some love the best.
Well, I'll be gone. Shiver me timbers, yo. Head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rock on while I pulverize my breath. Cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff. I read my dirty heavens to mercy. I caught a snuffle up against the smoke, the boogaloo split. I got the nooks, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose of all aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Puttin' Pain, that's my game. Ask me again,
And I should tell you the same, since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, a blitz shoots the breeze, Ridley D shoots his lip. Crazy shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift, and that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yo, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my Nessie's go for cocoa. Holly Hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son. Diggity dun 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 dun. So here, Fido boy, bitch boy, fetch. I got the rope, I dope, a slippery choker. Look at me get raw. And I'm the hickory dickory top of the morning, Bookaloo, bitch. With the yippity zippity, we need to pull bad boy blue. Hey yo, crazy, I got the gusto. What up, I swing that toast. A nigga poop, I give a hoot and stomp a troop without a stain. Like Roscoe, baby, cocaine. I spiggy these sparkers, flip and give a twist like Chubby Checker. I takes my Fruit Loops with two scoops and make it a double decker. Oh, Vince the baby, come to Papa Duke, a babaloo. Ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boom, I went from Gucci to Stussy to Figgity Flam, a groupie. To shout out to Yibbity Yabba Dabba Hoochie Coochie Sally Ho Hop. I take my stove top instead of potatoes. So maybe I shoot him now. No, nope. Maybe I shoot him later. Yep. I used to have a dog and bingo. What's his name? Oh, so B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, hunt. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pack
some live effects.
They wanna pack
some live effects.
They wanna pack
some live effects. Snap a neck for some live effects.
They wanna pack.
They gave us a show.
They gave us.
What did they hear?
Well, they just heard it wrap up with "They Want Effects." With
dun, 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 effects. Dun, dun, dun.
I know. To my knee bone. And then just kick it off, you had the Talib Kweli "Get By."
All right.
I love that song. That's good, high energy.
Mr. Talib Kweli.
Do Right by Life kind of song.
Shout out Kweli, man.
No doubt, man. He was fun to perform with and talk to. That is a cool dude. I have nothing bad to ever say.
I got to actually come. Like, he's came in town quite a few times the last couple of years, and I haven't gone and seen him. I got to.
Yeah. The only times I got to see and perform with him were back in the Texas days and stuff like that. Him and Mos Def.
It'd be cool to see him come and perform.
Yeah. I think. No, I have seen him here once, though, but only once.
He's been here a couple of times recently in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I missed those.
Yeah.
But I know
OG1
like,
DJ'd for one of them or something like that.
Yeah, I think I remember that, but I didn't get to make it to it.
Okay, next time it's on the docket. Oh, I almost don't want to say this because I want there to be tickets available. But you know who's coming to Pioneer Square?
Who?
This summer and doing a concert?
The Roots?
No, well, not. The Roots has done that. It's not as big, but it's just I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Vince Staples.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, this is dope.
We gotta go to that.
Oh my God, I'm already there. When is this?
It's like in July or something.
Oh, okay. I'm looking up for it.
Yeah,
I'm looking this up. I love that dude. He's very talented.
It'd be
man.
Dope to see him in the Pioneer Square, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely gotta holler at him, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Serious.
But yeah, we're pulling that interview.
Yeah,
you.
I'm definitely pulling an interview.
Like, I want to get him on a podcast, bro.
Oh,
not just
that'd
the radio
be the
show. Just full unfiltered.
I'm just going to ask a couple of questions and just let him go.
Yep.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
It's the Vince Staples show all over again.
Man, that show was wild. I still haven't.
You haven't finished it?
Got to the second season.
Oh, the second season is so lit. Oh, my God, bro. The second season is wild.
I heard it like takes place all over like one situation, basically, kind of, right? Like the whole season.
Yeah, it does. Yep, it does.
I like
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard good stuff.
So thought out. Such good writing on that show, and my man can act, bro.
I enjoyed the first season. That amusement park one was a little much for me, bro.
Really? I loved it. It was so good.
The kid, I felt so bad for the little kid. I know it's a TV show, but his dad, bro.
And that chicken restaurant, bro?
Season. Yeah.
You're like, how did chicken $100, son? Oh, but yeah, you're right. That with the kid, yeah, that was kind of dark.
This didn't have to show the kid, and it would have been...
Yeah, that part was. I almost forgot about that. But overall, it was a good show. But
yeah,
the second
for sure.
season is wild.
Definitely want to watch the second season. Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, we come down to the end of the show. We thank y'all for tuning in.
We'll hopefully rebook our guests at a later date.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in here. And Shado, played some great music, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It was fun.
It was very fun.
We got to do some cool topics.
And if you like what you heard, you can hear us on demand tomorrow as well. If you caught somewhere in the middle of the show and you catch it from the beginning, you once again, like I said, listen to us on demand at the X-Ray website under They Gave Us a Show.
Also donate xray.fm so we can help move into our new headquarters in Southeast.
And you can follow us on Instagram at They Gave Us a Show if you're looking.